The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty compared traditional public schools, charter schools run by the school district, and independent charter schools. Study author William Flanders says the independent charters had more success increasing test scores despite getting about 2,200 fewer tax dollars per student. He says that raises some questions.
Should we be increasing the availability of these schools to Wisconsin children? We could, you know, look at increasing the number of authorizers. We could look at increasing the number of schools that authorizers are able to start.
But Milwaukee public school administrators say the report counts funds for costs like retiree health care towards school-level funding. When that's taken out of the equation, the district says its schools actually receive less public funding than independent charters. Kyla Calvert-Mason, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The employees aren't employees of the district. Those schools that have lower per pupil funding, but more independence, those schools seem to be the more efficient schools in our analysis. Those schools perform better per tax dollar spent.